Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ryan. Super pumped today. I am going to go over a little bit more on the persuasion and influence components to it. I got two more I'm going to knock out today. I think first this started off, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to check this out. I'm going to pop these couple in and share this. But once I got going, I realized there's so many areas where these mental shortcuts can help you out. I'm just going to go through Cialdini's eight of them, all eight of them. He's got eight principles. So this is number three and four. And what I'm going to do is back them up with you with real life sales examples on how, whether I've used these or someone else has used these or research has happened in the past, so you could directly apply them. So you definitely, definitely, definitely want to write these down and think about how you could apply them today in your life and your business. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. Pump, pump, pump. Gonna go over persuasion and influence to the next level. Got some nuggets we're going to share with you today. We're going to go over the contrast principle and scarcity, which you're probably like, okay, I've heard of scarcity before. However, there's a really, really cool story that I want to share with you, and it just shows how powerful this is. So I'm going to start with the contrast principle first. And I see this all the time. This is one of the biggest mistakes that I see startup founders make. I even see salespeople make, I see VPs of sales making. So up and down the chain, this is one of the biggest challenges. And I've had that before where people have come to me and they're like, Ryan, my company does not have a solution with an ROI. And I'm like, okay, well, how much revenue are you doing? And it's like, oh, our company does 10 million in revenue. So my response to that is, okay, if your company is doing 10 million in revenue or 5 million in revenue, there is some kind of tangible ROI. You just aren't acutely aware of exactly what it is. And so with this one, I like to talk through a really crystal clear example of it. And this is what I see all the time is, let's say you have a solution that saves money, right? Let's say, you know, everybody's like, oh, I got a solution that reduces costs and increase efficiency, or basically increases revenue by, and people talk in percentages, right? Or they'll say on average this, which is okay, but you know, what you want to do is get specific as possible so that when a buyer is trying to make a decision around contrasting, like, hey, if I give up X amount of money, what will that value in return be for Y amount of money? Okay. So hyper specific example. There's a company I was talking to, and they had a 36-month sales cycle for a $1 million deal, which I know is high, right? And this is applicable if it's a $100,000 deal, $50,000 deal, $20,000 deal. However, in this case, it was a $1 million deal. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, we're getting those clients in, and it's going well. And I'm like, well, how long does it take you to get there? And they're like, 36 months. And I'm like, 36 months to close a $1 million deal? They're like, yeah. Well, with the folks that I've worked with in the past, we had an average sales cycle of 9 months for a deal that size. So basically 25% of the time, because money just doesn't come in terms of revenue, it comes in speed, you know, because think about it. If someone's got their average sales cycle for a deal is 1 year, I'm sorry, 9 months for a $1 million deal, someone else is 36 months. After 4 years, that one person will have, or I should say after 36 months, one person will have $1 million in revenue, and the other person will have $4 million in revenue. So that's 400% difference, right? That just shows how speed it is. But going back to the task at hand, one of the things that they weren't doing is when they were talking about the value that their solution created, they weren't clearly identifying a tangible outcome. And so in the situation I'm referring to, they were saying, yeah, we reduced costs, we improved productivity of employees. And so it just came off as soft. So one of the things that identified that it was really, really simple, if they got tangible numbers on, let's say they were reducing costs. So there, it was a, let's say it's a fintech solution that they're reducing costs and back office people because they are able to process, let's say, the number of invoices or the revenue faster. And so they would get to their number faster. So instead of just leaving it there, you take it one step further and it's like, okay, basically with this solution that costs $1 million, we would be able to process $10 million more per year. Okay. So 1 to 10, right? You put in 1 million, you get 10 million out. And not only do you not need to hire anybody else to do that, you could actually free up 3 full-time people to do something else. So in the prospect's mind, when they say contrast, you see contrast, you see, okay, I give 1 million, I get 10 million back, and I free up 3 people. So that's what I'm talking about in terms of the contrast principle. Whatever you could do, how do you make it as black and white as possible in terms of the outcome? And I know what you're saying. You're probably thinking, hey, Ryan, you know, I don't always know the exact outcome. Well, then you could give ranges of examples that you've helped other people with. Okay. So that's something that's huge. And this is what I help companies do all the time, because it's really hard for folks if they haven't had this level of experience to get that deep. And then once you get that deep, it's awesome because the sales cycle speeds up. I mean, I've seen sales cycles cut in half. Margins go up because people see the value more tangibly, and competition melts away. Okay. So that's the contrast principle. Hello. And I appreciate you listening to the show today. I love my listeners and I love helping my customers. One of the things that I've been able to do with some of the customers that I've been working with is, for example, a $6 million SaaS company, help them implement a 7-figure sales system in which they got a 1.5 month ROI on the entire engagement fee that I offered them by one person spending 25% of their time. And this person wasn't even in sales. So these are core principles that help me scale from $0 to $30 million in annual recurring revenue with only 4 people. In addition, another client that I'm working with was able to 10x their licensing fee, their SaaS licensing fee, and they are really, really just on the early side of starting. So if you're interested in learning more, apply through www.scalerevenue.io/apply, www.scalerevenue.io/apply. Look forward to seeing your application. If you are interested and qualify, you'll receive a follow-up note and we can jump on the phone and identify what the opportunity is exactly for you and your organization. So the other one I'm going to go over today is scarcity. And this is a really cool story, but the core principles of it is people want it more. And this is just ingrained in human psychology. If it's available, because it's decreased recently. People want it more if its availability is decreased recently. Why? Because in their mind, that means that that trend is going to continue and it's going to be gone, right? So values decreased recently is one, and competition, two, bidding for the same service. And so I'll give you an example of a great story of this. And this is actually a real world story that has nothing to do with a sales example that I went through. But have you heard of Barry Diller before? Barry Diller is essentially, he's a CEO and founder, or no, he wasn't the CEO. He was the founder of Fox News. And he's in like the Hall of Fame for television. Just really impressive. He's the chairman of a company called IAC, and he's also the chairman of Expedia. So this guy's got obviously massive credibility in terms of what he's done and the empire that he's built, right? So there's an example, and this was, I believe, in the 80s. So there's a movie that was coming out. It was called The Poseidon Adventures, and it was the first time the rights were being sold. And this was the first time as well it was done in an auction format. So it wasn't just Barry. It was other TV companies that were bidding for it. I believe he was at NBC or ABC at the time. I don't remember, in terms of the network. And so they were all bidding for this Poseidon Adventure. And basically what happened was the bidding went up, the bidding went up, the bidding went up. And by the end of it, it went from 1 million to 2 million to 2.5 million to 3 million. And then Barry grabbed it against his competitors for 3.3 million. Okay. And so the reason why you're like, okay, well, why is this important, Ryan, is because they were aggressively going after this versus competition, and the numbers and the availability decreased recently because this is the first time they did it. Basically, they only made, I think, 2 million off the movie. So they lost 1.3 million. And it was one of the highest amounts that anybody ever paid for a movie at that time. to be on TV, and he basically proclaimed like he's never participating in a format that way, where that's how he basically acquires movies, because he's like, it was ridiculous. And so what happened was he got caught up in the moment of the psychology or the influence that was involved with that, just based on the core design of being a human. So obviously, as you can imagine, there's ways where people have done this in marketing. I've seen it, it's worked well, where there's a countdown clock for a special offer where, with a special discount in a period of time. That's different. I've seen on the other side of it, when people are selling to try to basically put it in an RFP format. I've even seen a reverse auction done as well, where people have to bid on what they want the services for, which usually those situations aren't good in business either, because unless you're selling it or buying a commodity, there's really, if you have a value-added service, it's something you want to walk away from as a business. So anyways, hope this is helpful for you today. Like I said, those are two little nuggets you can apply. Once again, the contrast and the scarcity principles in your business and in terms of your selling motion, or just in terms of your marketing motion. So write those down, take notes. If you like this, rate and review it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I would love, love, love your support. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode where I break down some more of these principles.
Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.